Up is down, down is up. Dogs living with cats. The Ticket's newest midday show is now that little sweet spot. Between 1 and 3 tomorrow with Sean Bass and David Mino on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
5 o'clock. It's the hard line from Billy Bob's. You have an hour to come see us before the Stars take over. Stars and Montreal Canadiens. We get into the Mavs at 5:35. We have a rant revival, but we have to stop down right here, right now, for this.
Entertainment for you.
Brought to you by
the Good Feet Store and All Pro Foundation Repair.
All right, all right, all right. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, having the time of his life, Dave.
Thank you, Bob. And we are also joined, because it is Thursday, it is Rent Revival Day, none other than Gordon.
Hey, hey, hey. Hello,
look
America.
Look at that.
Hello, friends.
And well, stuff. I do have a few good e-news stories to get into before we jump into the rant. And I want to begin with the Mavericks' own Klay Thompson, who is hopping mad. I don't know if you saw this, but there is a podcast called Hoopin' and Hollerin'.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of this?
No.
Do you know
it's a
who
good name.
Hosts Hoopin' and Hollerin'?
No.
No idea.
Patrick Beverley and Jason Williams, a.k.a. White Chocolate.
Wow.
He once told me in the locker room after the Heat beat the Mavericks, when I said, people didn't think you guys could win this series when you were down 0-2, his response was, F people.
He's very well spoken, White Chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so they were talking about...
Just excited to hear that there's another podcast out there now.
Right, yeah. More people have a podcast, including the Musers.
They absolutely
right.
do.
And Bob and
Judd. Including Bob.
Under the the fourth Muser.
That's
or
right.
the fifth, I guess. Deuce
you're
is the
fourth. Pete no,
you're
best of the Musers.
The seventh.
You're the sixth, because Monty's the fifth Muser.
Dang it. I just want to be in there somewhere.
Yeah. So... Patrick Beverley and Jason Williams were talking about Klay Thompson's shooting struggles with the Mavericks this year. And so Jason Williams, White Chocolate, his quote was, it only takes one pee to drag a battleship across the desert. That's how powerful it is. Klay Thompson, I ain't saying that's what it is, but that might be what it is. Saying that Klay Thompson's relationship with Megan Thee Stallion is the reason why he's not shooting well this year.
Yeah. What did Klay say?
Well, Klay heard about it and responded via Instagram.
Did he say F people?
No, he did not say F people. He said, referring to my girlfriend as P is so disgusting and disturbing, especially from someone who played in the NBA. How would y'all feel if I referred to your wives in such a way?
Mm.
Do better, fellas. Very disappointing.
He's right.
I mean, I guess because Megan Thee Stallion is a celebrity in her own right.
And kind of a shock jock in her own right, too.
Yeah, and she what before she was a pop star, she was a stripper.
Whoa.
Jeez, Dave.
It's a fact.
I mean, you wouldn't say that. I prefer to call them exotic whores.
So I prefer clothing removal artists.
So Klay Thompson is appealing.
I prefer adult entertainers.
Right.
So Klay Thompson is appealing to the gentlemanly decorum of NBA players. So we
right.
we should be at a higher level of discourse.
Yeah.
When discussing
yeah.
females,
don't talk about my girlfriend in the context of a pea dragging a battleship across the desert.
God.
Like, how would one do that? Do they, like, is there something that's inserted that connects to the battleship? Or?
Yeah, and then they've been doing so many Kegels that they can drag a battleship.
The logistics have not been sorted, Gordon.
It seems ridiculously tough. And
yeah,
to back up Klay Thompson, just...
Please, send Gordon videos.
I don't think it's that. I think it's the fact that Klay might have just had it. We all have had it.
Well, as we talked about, he's not getting assists served up on a silver platter to him this year.
I hate to tell you, Dave, but
Sports.
It really wasn't that great when Luka was here
that's
either.
True. Yeah. That's true. Sean Diddy Combs, his release date from prison. Originally, we talked about this a few weeks ago when he was sentenced to 50 months in prison for his two counts of transportation to engage in prostitution. But his release date with good behavior was set for May 8th, 2028. Already, his release date has been changed. It is now June 4th, 2028. Now, why? According to some reports that he has violated rules during his time behind bars. So he moved from the Brooklyn Detention Center to his permanent prison where he's going to fulfill the rest of his sentence. And allegedly, in that first month there, he was already caught drinking homemade alcohol, a concoction of Fanta, sugar, and apples that's fermented for 2 weeks.
Right.
I don't know if it's fermented in a toilet.
They let him go.
It is, dude.
Home to make alcohol?
Yes, it's toilet wine. That's the only way to do it in there, man. You guys don't know nothing.
And so his spokesperson says there have been several false and reckless reports circulating about Mr. Combs. He has not violated any prison rules. His sobriety and self-discipline are priorities, and he's taking them seriously. Then there was a second rumor that Diddy violated another rule when he participated in a three-way.
Phone call. Oh.
Okay.
Dave.
So
a news anchor trick was just played on us.
Dave's been excited all day to do that.
The Bureau of Prisons does not allow inmates to basically be on a party line. You can't add multiples to a prison phone call.
Yeah.
The spokesperson said that the phone call he was on was initiated by an attorney, and it was attorney-client privilege and appropriate. And they also reiterated that he's in the drug treatment program, and he's working in the chapel library, but that's his job. So
okay.
He's using
the force field. But the library, and I'm only handing out Christian books. That's it. But I'll tell you what, I'll give him credit, man, because it ain't easy in there.
What are you talking about? Here's Prison Corby.
Yeah, what does toilet wine taste like? What flavor Fanta do they use?
All right. Would you guys...
I'm looking forward to hearing more Corby stories from behind bars.
Would you guys...
When you spent the night in jail when you got busted in the illegal poker room?
It was a rough night, man.
The hardest part of prison was the Dementors.
Hey, Gordon knows. He spent the night.
I did. Yeah. Well, I didn't spend the night, but
close enough.
It was Green Bay. It was like the most white bread jail you could ever go to.
He was organizing.
Although I was in there with a guy who was in for attempted murder.
Yeah.
Well, white people.
And Gordon had to tell him. Gordon had to tell him, yeah, trespassing over here.
No, I did not. He said, I asked what he was in for, because I even worded it that way, because that, you know, makes me sound like I've been through this before. I said, hey, what you in for? And Quincy said, attempted murder. And I said, same here.
Yeah, me too.
Would you drink toilet wine, though, that was made in prison in some random guy's toilet?
Can you inspect the toilet?
Cabernet or Merlot?
I don't think they differentiate.
I want to hear more about inspecting the toilet.
Well, no. Would you rather, though? I mean, a toilet is a toilet, right? But think of
prison toilet's more of a toilet than a toilet.
Gotta flush first.
So you would rather drink like Brad Pitt's toilet wine than you would?
I would rather drink Brad Pitt's urine than prison toilet.
Oh. I think that those toilets, though, are stainless steel, so it's like more of a high-end toilet.
They're like self-cleaning.
Put a little spit shine on it. It'll be fine.
Yeah, you got to clean them.
They have self-cleaning mode.
All right.
Like the vagina.
We need to get to what I teased, as I believe I have found Lando's dream girl. Her name is Ignacia Fernandez. Now, she has just won Miss World Chile.
Hell yeah.
And four alarm.
She surprised judges when it came to the talent portion of the competition for
Miss Hormel, Miss World Chile.
Did she do the battleship from desert trick?
No, she did not drag a battleship.
For my entertainment portion.
No, she is a 27-year-old model and singer. She is the singer of a band called Decessus. Decessus is a death metal band. And so... So when she performed in the talent portion of the competition, she brought her guitar player on stage, Carlos Palma, and this is what it sounded like.
Looks like Penelope Cruz.
Yes. Yeah, so she went on Instagram. She says, metal has been a fundamental part of who I am as a person in my life, a refuge, a source of strength and purpose. Being able to express it in Miss Mundo Chile was an opportunity I deeply value to break down barriers on television, inspire, be real, and show that you don't have to fear the prejudice of others.
Bob, I've seen this video, and you're right. She is really, really hot, but... could you really make love to her if she's doing devil voice the whole time?
Yes.
Hell yes.
Really?
During the act?
Yes.
Why would she do that? Who sings?
What? She just, she's just doing devil voice when you're trying to make love to her. Telling you that she loves you and you're in the wrong place.
I'm not hearing
Get
a problem
inside
here.
My battleship puller!
Ugh.
A battleship puller.
That's definitely not.
Has it ever been referred to as that since the dawn of man?
No. No. But Jason Williams has some inside info.
So are you saying that talent won her the...
Well, in addition...
She won Chile.
In addition to her being hot, yes.
Yeah.
And so she will now go on to compete in Miss World.
Miss Mundo.
Yeah,
do you think that you could convince Suegra to go to this concert, not knowing that, it's Miss Chile?
I thought I was trying to convince Suegra to take up death metal.
No. Would she go like, oh, yeah, I'll for sure go.
Okay.
No.
You know what?
Jeez.
Or would
we're not going to do that, Dave.
Or would you rather have her drink Diddy's toilet wine?
Well, we're out of time, guys. I hate that.
Well, as a matter of fact, we're at the midway point because The Rant is next.
The Ticket. The Dallas Stars and The Ticket give a special thank you to our active service members at each Stars home game by honoring our hometown heroes. Go to theticket.com for details and nominations from Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
It is 5:20. We are at Billy Bob's today for a big, big day, and this is the Rant Revival. And what that is it combines the three kings of the rant from many years ago. Gen X, Davey Lane, of course, Corby the Snake Davidson, and the one and only, your hero, our own, Gordon Keith.
What up, America? Yeah!
And it is brought to you by...
Eatsy's Market and Bakery.
Aww.
Here's
you.
Gordon.
Thank you. Okay, so before we get to our main point here, I wanted to ask you guys, because here we are on November the 13th. Thanksgiving is 2 weeks away from today.
Mm-hmm.
Is it on a Thursday this year?
Yeah. I think they stuck it on a Thursday
Still on a Thursday.
Because of Yom Kippur. I think that was the reason why.
All right.
Have the Cowboys still not officially announced the halftime show?
I haven't heard.
Bird Dogs?
Is that not really weird? And does that not lead you to believe that it is Post Malone just because of the largeness of it all?
Yeah, I thought they usually announce it at least a month in advance.
Oh, I think in mid-October it's announced just to get the buzz going for the Red Kettle Drive for Salvation Army. Yeah, I think that that's why I think it's something really, really big, and maybe they're still ironing out all the kinks.
Do you think they forgot to book someone?
Do you think they're booking the kinks? That would be a weird.
Well, okay, think about it this way. Typically, Robert Wolanski and David Moore, they have on Charlotte Jones. What's her new last name? It's not Davidson. I tried.
Oh.
She got married?
Yeah, she got remarried.
The new guy?
Yeah. Do you think, Gordon, that Charlotte Jones's new husband makes decent money?
Yes. Philosophically. Do you think Charlotte Jones signed a prenup on this deal?
Yes.
Made him sign one.
I 100% do.
I don't believe she took his name. His name is Amir Roswadowski.
Huh.
Hmm.
Did he take
her? There's a lot of confusion.
A lot. What is he a... Let me guess.
Uh-oh. Go ahead, Corby.
I'd rather you don't guess.
What? He's either oil and gas guy or a shipping magnate.
I feel better now.
Okay, so oil and gas is your code word for Arab. I got
what?
It. And then shipping magnate.
She also dated Saudi Prince Khalid bin Bandar, Sultan Al Saud.
Well, he previously was a managing director and senior analyst at Barclays Capital.
Yeah.
So he's a finance bro.
Generic. Yeah.
And he is currently a board member at Virtual Health Partners and a senior advisor at Powerhouse Capital Management.
Do you think that in her dating history, and let's remove college from that, do you think post-college that she's ever dated anyone whose net worth was less than $5 million? And I'm talking about from the age of 24 on.
No.
Sure. I bet she has.
Like, Daddy, he doesn't come from a lot, but he loves me so much.
I bet you she had some artist boyfriend who didn't have any money that would crash at her place all the time and... She was suckered in by that whole scene.
No way.
No way.
No way.
They don't run in those circles, and they have to protect the family. So they're not going to bring in some downtrodden artist.
Which is why Gate Agent has always been an outsider.
Yeah.
Do you think if Gate Agent would have been shipping magnate agent, that she would have been more welcomed into the world? Or is it because she was gate agent?
No, like, she was an extramarital affair, Corby.
I know, but it was allegedly. Also the fact that like it's like Tiger Woods' girlfriends. It's like, what are you doing?
Do you think Big X the plug would have a chance?
Typical Corby thinks that gate agents and those kind of people don't count as full people.
No, in the world of the Jones family, they don't.
Gosh.
They don't. They're subhuman compared to everybody. I'm like, that's just, we are too, Gordon. We are subhuman.
Unless you know more about rich people than I do, Corby, so.
Yeah, that's true. We should probably.
He knows. Yeah. He's heard rich people talk about all us subhumans, so he knows how mm-hmm. they feel.
We should probably let him cook.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I do find it weird, though, that they haven't announced it yet, and we're 2 weeks to the day away. And I saw where Eminem signed to basically run Thanksgiving halftime show for the next 3 years in Detroit. Like, that's his baby now, which is going to be awesome. He gets to pick the entertainment. He gets to produce the show. And we get Charlotte. They get Eminem.
What's that supposed to mean?
It's Eminem. Wouldn't you love it if they said that Eminem was running the whole thing here?
Not more than Charlotte.
Would you rather work out to Eminem's iPod or Charlotte's iPod?
Well, probably Eminem's Charlotte's iPod, but
I would do Charlotte's because I love Carly Rae Jepsen and Vanessa Carlton.
You do.
And all those white girl music.
You're a sucker for
pieces
all that.
Of music.
You've always liked white
girl. I do.
Music.
I love it. Bring it all on.
Right. James Vanderbeek. He, of course, the star of two things in pop culture history that are incredibly meaningful for a certain demographic. One, Dawson's Creek. Two, Varsity Blues.
Oh, Dawson.
He is auctioning off memorabilia to raise money for medical fees as he battles cancer.
And they just had the fundraiser where they read the, they had a table reading of the pilot that he was supposed to be at and wasn't able to attend.
Yeah.
And Lin-Manuel Miranda filled in for him.
Yeah.
But that was to raise money for his medical bills as well. So I guess Dawson's Creek mailbox money isn't that much.
Well, maybe he didn't sign. Yeah, maybe he didn't sign a good deal back then when he was a kid. But I thought everybody did nowadays. Like you were.
I thought he did. I bet he made some money off of that. Wasn't he Dawson?
Yes.
He's the main guy.
I know.
He made plenty of money.
Oh, I know, but I mean, is he still making money?
Yeah, well, he's evidently having to scramble to pay for his medical bills.
Let's see. He has the prom necklace that his...
Is it a pearl necklace?
That Dave, his character, Dave. Dawson, gifted...
Oh, yeah, so it is.
Gifted Katie Holmes for prom. He has the cleats that he wore in Varsity Blues. And the hat that he wore, the West Canaan Coyotes fictional high school hat that he wore in the 1999 movie. He says, I've been storing these treasures for years, waiting for the right time to do something with them. And with all the recent unexpected twists and turns life has presented recently, it's clear that the time is now. While I have some nostalgia tugging at me as I part with these items, it feels good to be able to offer them through Prop Store's auction to share with those who have supported my work over the years.
And I believe he's another young person with the, or youngish person with the colon cancer.
He's 48. And I do believe that's typically a post 50 disease.
Yeah, but now they're telling you to start getting screened in your 40s.
Colon cancer? Dark blue?
Because of all the processed foods and things that were in red meats that everybody eats.
I guess, yeah.
Don't they say that red meat is one of the leading causes of it, like an inordinate amount of red meats?
I haven't heard that, but
I mean,
it's
I
not
heard
implausible.
That can cause gout, but I don't know about colon cancer. But even if you have like a benign polyp, like if you let
That's
that
my band's name.
If you let that go, it can turn cancerous.
I would listen to Dave on that one.
Have you had polyps. The colonoscopy, Bob?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I love them. I get them all the time.
It was amazing.
Yeah. I do, too. And I like to be awake.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to be asleep.
Oh, that tickled.
Whatever they give
what
you.
What would the doctor tell you if you're like, he's like, okay, now when you, we're going to give you propofol, and I want you to count to 10, and you're like, no.
No, we're raw dogging this one.
Not today, doc.
Raw
Not
dogging.
This guy.
Let's go.
I'll take the propofol to go, but let's let's go ahead and get that scope going.
Can you can it for me and then?
Yeah, propofol on the side. Just puts in a little ramekin.
Yeah, it comes in a ramekin like ranch.
Just got your legs up in the air.
Dave, I don't think you know how this works.
Oh, I know.
I know everything. Has anyone ever asked for the raw dog treatment?
Can I have propofol in a ramekin? That has never been asked.
Let's go right now.
Yeah. You got a cap for it, right? To go. Well, anyway. Anyway, back to James Vanderbeek. We were wondering.
Indeed.
Indeed. I'm going to out-indeed you. We were wondering, what would it sound like if Dawson's Creek tried to have their own James Vanderbeek auction within the context of their show?
Flimsy.
Go.
Tonight, on an all-new Dawson's Creek. One, two, 4, 7, 9, 9, 9, 12.
Why are you counting?
Kimberly,
I'm gathering my Jim Zorn rookie cards so I can sell them and buy all the materials I need to make a time machine.
Wait, so you're gathering worthless cards from your childhood, and then you're planning on selling them and building something that nobody has ever come close to constructing?
That's right, uh-huh.
Go on.
Well, you see, Kimberly, I got some bad news last night. My friend Skeeter has cancer, and I aim to cure it.
Dawson. First off, I was with you last night when Skeeter told us he actually is a cancer. As in the zodiac sign. Like, you're a Virgo, and I'm a Leo, and he is a cancer.
I know. He has cancer.
No, Dawson, I'm done explaining things to you. But wait, can we go back? How are you going to use a time machine to cure cancer?
Well, I was going to take it back to high school and train real hard. And then we would win state. And then get lots and lots of ass. And Skeeter would get lots of ass, too. And that's awesome.
But, Dawson, how does that cure cancer?
Who said anything about cancer? I just like football.
What? Dawson, why wouldn't you do what most adults do? Donate to a cancer charity. Maybe use your IRA or your 401k and use personal money to help out others.
You're right, Kimberly. I'm just not a full-fledged grown-up yet. But I want to try to get better and try to be a better person for you. Hey, all this talk about 401ks is making me horny. If that K stands for Kimberly, I sure would like to bang you 401 times. Real hard.
Oh, Dawson, show me your routing number.
Slut.
Wow. Their relationship never evolved.
And they seem to have the same conversation over and over again.
Wow.
That's what it would sound like if, in fact, Dawson's Creek had an episode about.
So he would build a time machine to go back and just play football. To get Skeeter some ass.
Yeah. I mean, he wouldn't feel as bad about dying of cancer if he had more ass to remember.
Yeah.
How much he's not upset about having cancer. He's just upset about not having enough ass before he dies.
How much money do you think he could get from his Jim Zorn cards to build the time
machine? I just don't know if that's going to get him where he wants to go, to be honest with you.
Stuck on 9 for a minute, too.
Yeah, I don't know.
Was he
had 12,
counting
but he
individual cards?
Yes. All he has is Jim Zorn cards. That's it.
What a weird investment.
Oh, all right, Gordon. There you go. There is the rant. Thank you, buddy.
All right. Happy Dawson's Creek.
Happy Dawson's
Thanks,
Creek indeed.
Kimberly.
Love you, Gordon.
All right. In 3 minutes,
I
let's come
you,
back
Dave.
Here.